here's a story from The World.
The Republic of Somaliland celebrates its Independence Day today. Don't confuse Somaliland with Somalia. They're right next to each other on the map, but Somaliland declared its independence 30 years ago. Even so, as The World's Africa correspondent Halima Gikandi reports, few countries actually recognize it as a nation.
The streets of Somaliland's capital, Hargeisa, are crowded. Videos online show people waving the green, red, and white national flag and blaring patriotic music from cars stuck in traffic. They're celebrating 30 years of independence. Jama Muse Jama is the director of the Hargeisa Cultural Center. He says young people are especially riled up today.
These young people have no clue idea what was the identity before Somaliland. They were born in Somaliland. They know only Somaliland, and they consider Somaliland being their identity.
At 54 years old, however, Jama remembers the time before Somaliland's independence. He was born in the Somali Republic, a union of former Italian and British colonies that joined together after independence in 1960. But that union didn't work out, and in 1991, Somaliland decided to declare itself an independent state. Jama says he's proud of what Somaliland has accomplished in the past 30 years.
Wow, at the age of 30, the power of that age is what Somalilanders are feeling. But also, it's kind of disappointment with the entire world.
Disappointed with a world that has yet to officially recognize Somaliland, he means. The African Union doesn't recognize it, and neither does the United States. But in many ways, Somaliland does function as a de facto independent state. Ishmael Shirwa is a Somaliland diplomat based in Nairobi, Kenya.
We've had many political and diplomatic engagements with many countries around the world. We've been practicing our values even without having international recognition.
In recent years, Somaliland has expanded its diplomatic and business relations with countries like Taiwan, the UAE, and Kenya. Many view Somaliland as a more stable partner than neighboring Somalia, which continues to struggle with political strife and terrorism.
We have proven that we are an island of hope in an ocean of unrest and autocracy.
Unlike many countries in the region, Somaliland has had multiple successful one-person, one-vote elections and peaceful transfers of power. In the past three decades, there have been multiple attempts at dialogue between Somaliland and Somalia. But Shirwa says there's one thing that's completely off the table.
Every Somalilander tells you that the people of the Republic of Somaliland have no intention of reuniting with Somalia.
He says he's confident that the rest of the world will eventually recognize his country. But today is a time for celebration. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi in Nairobi.